The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus return to Cincinnati for their annual visit on Wednesday, March 12th through Sunday, March 16th at the U.S. Bank Arena. The theme of this year's Greatest Show on Earth is Built to Amaze. Among over 110 performers from 17 countries are the King Charles Unicycle Troupe from the South Bronx. These gentlemen bring a fresh perspective to the game of basketball while riding unicycles. The history of the group is an inspiration. With us by phone is Kim Anthony Jones from the King Charles Troupe. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, good evening, Lee. How are you today?
I'm good. You're the troupe leader, right?
That is correct.
So, Kip, let's start by sharing the history of the group and how it led to traveling with the circus.
Oh, of course. Actually, it's a kind of a fun story I like to tell. The founder, at a young age, snuck in to see Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus back in Tampa, Florida. And all he remembers is the elephant and the man on a high wire riding a unicycle. He took his passion for the unicycle and taught his first son, Charles King, how to ride at the age of five. And he basically did that because he was concerned with a lot of the social evils in the neighborhood back in the South Bronx. So he utilized the unicycle as a tool to help teach discipline and build character to all the other kids in the neighborhood. And then one day, the guys were given a call to come down to the Madison Square Garden and audition on the sidewalks for then-producer Irvin Fell, who is the grandfather to Alana and Nicole Fell. And the guys got their first break by performing with Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus in 1969 as the first all-black circus act. And now we're at a third generation of King Charles riders with Alana and Nicole Fell in the 143rd edition of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus.
Are all the members of the troupe from the South Bronx?
Yes, I would say a good percentage of the guys have originated from the South Bronx. We do have a couple of members that are out of Toledo, Ohio, and Las Vegas. But the origins are from the South Bronx.
And how many members do you currently have?
On this tour with Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, we have 13 members.
Do you travel with your families?
Some guys do travel with their families. Other families do live in other states, so it is a little tough sometimes traveling on the road when your family is behind, but we do it because we have a love for the circus and a passion for entertaining people all around the world.
And what's the training like and practices for the troupe?
The trainings are intense for us just because there's so many moving parts in the center ring with 13 guys at once. So we have to practice on our timing, being consistent, being able to project what's going on in the ring to the audience so they follow us from start to finish.
Well, talk about the routines you use in the circus ring and how you weave the comedy into them.
Yeah, what we do is unicycle basketball combined with comedy. So we're dunking, we're weaving, we're doing all these amazing things on one wheel. And in addition, we also do a jump rope act on unicycles as well.
It's a bit like the Harlem Globetrotters on unicycles, isn't it?
Yes, it's similar to them, but we actually take it up a level by doing everything on unicycles.
Well, I watched an interview of one of the troupe, and he mentioned that the goal of the troupe is to give back to the community. How would you do that?
Well, we basically do that by instilling in other kids and other communities the same teachings and disciplines that we're giving to us, being model citizens, role models, respecting your parents, doing well in school, using the unicycle as a means of, you know, letting kids in those type of communities, same type of communities that we've come from, that there are other things and adventures and dreams that you can do outside of your community if you work hard.
Could you share your personal story on how you started with the King Charles Troupe?
Sure. I was actually hanging out with a friend of mine, and we had to be somewhere around the age of maybe 14 or 15. And he had mentioned to me that, you know, he's going to go try out for some team. So I'm thinking, you know, basketball, football, baseball, or something like that. And then we walked into this gym with over about 20 guys doing these unprecedented, amazing things on unicycles. I fell in love with it ever since.
The King Charles Troupe is part of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus family. Who are some of the other performers who will be in Cincinnati with you March 12th through the 16th?
Well, the show has contracted over 125 performers from about 17 different countries. We have the Wheel of Vortex. We have some of the most amazing clowns. We have a hand balancing act called Dual Solis and Dual Fusion. We have elephant acts. We have tigers that are trained and run by Taba, who has over 23 different tigers in one ring at one time. So the audience is going to be exposed to so many different artistries from across the world that they're going to definitely have a fantastic time.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
It was my pleasure.
My guest tonight has been Kim Anthony Jones from the King Charles Unicycle Troupe, who will be bringing their exciting act to the U.S. Bank Arena with the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus on Wednesday, March 12th through March 16th. You'll find more information at WBXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hayes.